It was bound to happen sooner or later, a frightening scenario that makes Orwell's 1984 look like a children's bedtime story. For with the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act last January, known as the NDAA, not only is the U.S. military empowered to arrest any American citizen without charges or trial, but also, after a 90-day waiting period, and that period is now up, to share U.S. airspace with civilian aircraft. Military drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, barely seen from the ground and remotely monitored from Air Force bases, Predators, Reapers, used in Afghanistan, about to be unleashed on us. Up to 30,000 of them, armed with 3,000-pound payloads and heat-sensitive surveillance cameras. It's a whole new way to wage war, and that war is about to be waged on us. The sponsor of the NDAA, Jewish Senator Carl Levin, who heads the Senate Armed Services Committee, and those with whom he works closely, Jewish Senators Joseph Lieberman, head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Chuckie Schumer, head of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Border Security, apparently look upon the rest of us as enemies of their Judaic police state. Is it any surprise, then, that the Israeli company Stark Aerospace was recently granted permission by the FAA to fly its Heron drones in U.S. airspace? The very same drones used in the genocide of the Palestinian people. For we are all Palestinians now, as Levin and Company's spy drones flying the unfriendly skies of America solidify a Judaic police state. Due to the lobbying by New York Jewish Senator Chuckie Schumer, four initial test sites launching the spy drones just expanded to six, with one in the heart of central New York. I didn't know we had a border threat in New York with our Canadian neighbors, did you? And with every assassination strike U.S. drones perform in the name of our never-ending war on terror, Jewish Senator Dianne Feinstein will be given premier viewing of American citizens shot down in cold blood by the NDAA's U.S. spy drones. What's next for American citizens? Will it be the robot Big Dog accompanying National Reserve troops on our American streets once Obama uses the NDAA to declare martial law due to some trumped-up national emergency? This is not a video game or a James Bond thriller, my friends, but an Orwellian nightmare about to come to an American town near you. And the Jews behind our American Orwellian spy state, Levin, Lieberman, Feinstein, Schumer, will have created not only a mammoth outdoor TSA line stretching from the Atlantic to the Pacific, but a Big Brother police state with a huge Jewish star invisibly nailed to America's swarming, Jewish-inspired horde of sinister U.S. spy drones. America, you've been hijacked, not by terrorists, but by a Judaic cabal maneuvering its agenda out of Capitol Hill. And now, with its U.S. spy drones, the Jewish police state is now focused on you.